Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this hour, and we invite you to call in with your questions. 888-302-3684 gets you right into the doctor's office. There's no wait, and we'll field your question or share your comment. 888-302-3684. And this week has been kind of a relaxation week for me after I completed the Riverhead Rocks Triathlon, which is kind of a milestone for me because I haven't done triathlon for, it was about 4 years since the last one. And I was very happy to get back into triathlon form and complete that race, the very self-same race that you may have seen in the Olympics. I watched the women's event this morning, which is just shy of a mile swim in open water and then a 25-mile bike ride followed by a 6.2-mile run. And I was amazed that the Olympic athletes did it in about half the time that I did it in. But yeah, the glory is in finishing the race at the tender age of 63. And it was hot that day. I was kind of dreading it because as I looked at the weather report, you always hate a rain out or a thunderstorm. And gradually the rain icon, they took it away in the long range forecast. And then as race day approached and I realized we were going to be in the middle of the worst summer heat wave in a long time. And by the time I hit the run, the swim and the bike were great, you know, because in the water, you don't feel the heat. And on the bike, it's hot, but you're moving, so there's a breeze. But once you've been exercising for a couple hours and you finish the bike segment, you get out on the run. Oh, man, that was hot and grueling. I was throwing water over myself and grabbing ice and down in Gatorade. And ultimately finish the race. So I'll be talking about that in an upcoming newsletter article. So sign up for the newsletter. I'm posting some pictures up on Facebook so that you can see what triathlon is like. And it's really interesting because when you push your body to the limits, it really helps you understand what works, what doesn't work in terms of diet, in terms of supplements. I'll share some insights with you in a podcast next week and in an article in our newsletter. So check it out. All right. 888-302-3684. This item is a little disconcerting because calcium has been in the crosshairs as a supplement lately. And initially it was thought that taking a lot of calcium could increase your risk for heart disease. It would kind of make sense because when you look at what's called an EBT heart scan, looking at whether people have the potential for blockage, they measure calcium. They give you a calcium score. Zero means you have no calcium accumulating in your arteries, and a high score that's in the hundreds means there's lots of calcium deposits in your blood vessels. So you'd think, well, okay, there's a lot of people throwing back calcium because calcium is good for the bones, right? There was a big calcium craze in the 90s where they had people, you know, quaffing Tums and people were urged to take 1,500 milligrams of calcium. And we since rescinded that and recommend that people take some calcium at their high risk for bone loss. But we're a little wary of calcium. Anyway, when it comes to heart attacks and coronary artery disease, the studies are mixed. Some studies suggesting calcium creates problems, others exonerating it. But this study, brand new, is disconcerting. Headline, calcium supplements linked to higher risk of dementia in some women. Okay, well, this is not heart disease, but this is where the arteries are in a different part of the body, in the brain. For older women with certain health conditions, taking calcium supplements may be linked with an increased risk of dementia. Now, again, it is in some women. Researchers found that women who had previously had a stroke and who regularly took calcium supplements at the start of the study were, get this, 7 times more likely to develop dementia over the 5-year period than women who had had a stroke but who did not take those supplements. So what that suggests is that maybe if you have not had a stroke, or if you do not have what's called cerebrovascular disease, which is circulatory problems in the brain, you can probably take all the calcium you want. Well, or limit it. We now, they nowadays recommend no more than 500 to 700 milligrams of calcium per day, elemental calcium. But if you've had a stroke, or if you've had TIAs, or if you have what's called cerebrovascular disease, you have inflammation in the arteries in your brain. And all that calcium does is it acts as sort of like super glue. It goes to parts of your brain that are inflamed, and it may deposit there and create problems leading to dementia. Additionally, the researchers found that women who had signs of a disorder that affects blood flow in the brain, I know what that disorder is, that's cerebrovascular disease or vascular dementia, and who regularly took calcium supplements were twice as likely to develop dementia over 5 years as women who had signs of the disorder but did not take those supplements. So, yeah, that's a little worrisome. And what they're saying here is it's kind of a caution flag about calcium supplementation. Future studies with more participants should be conducted, the study concludes. And the lead researcher on this says, all of that said, I think it raises a concern that there is certainly a rationale for thinking that calcium supplements could have an adverse effect on outcomes, particularly in women with cerebrovascular disease. So once again, caution flag, yellow flag on high-dose calcium supplementation because of this recent study. All right, 888-302-3684 is our number, and we promised Shelley that we'd let her into the doctor's office. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm unable to get into the city at this time. I recently discovered that I am not absorbing any calcium from food or supplements, and I have osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm.
My internist put me on Rocaltrol, mm-hmm. and I was unable to tolerate it.
Right.
Is there anything that would help to facilitate the absorption of calcium that
you
can recommend?
If you had just listened to what I had been talking about, calcium really is not necessarily the name of the game. And you know, studies show that calcium only has a very minor effect on osteoporosis, even if you do absorb it. So you might get a 1 or 2% benefit from taking calcium supplements, but calcium is not where it's at when it comes to osteoporosis treatment. It may somewhat attenuate the loss of bone, but it's not going to put bone back. And that's something that I realized long ago, you know, perhaps before, in the 1990s, when I began natural treatment of osteoporosis, I realized that there just wasn't anything out there yet that could restore bone in the natural armamentarium. Since then, there have been some innovations, one of which is strontium. And strontium can be helpful when it comes to restoring bone. So, yes, I think strontium might be an alternative for you. The proper dose is 680 milligrams, which is two capsules of 340 milligrams, usually taken at bedtime, away from calcium. And again, you know, because of what I said earlier, I'm going to be even more cautious about administering high-dose calcium to women your age because, you know, there's the possibility of deposition of calcium in the blood vessels in the brain. And besides that, it's not even that effective. So the other thing that we might suggest, vitamin K2, MK7 is the name of the product. There's also Ostera, which is a hops-derived product that enhances bone. So those are some of the things that can be done to make a difference. But the calcium, you can take calcium till the cows come home. It's not going to fix your bone. And it may even be harmful. 888-302-3684 is our number. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. We'll get back to calls in just a moment, but blood pressure, big issue for a lot of people, and I'm constantly on the lookout for natural ways to help control blood pressure because the medications, they can be effective, but they virtually all of them have side effects, and people prefer to try natural approaches. So this is something that I think is an incredible breakthrough. It's the Zona Plus, and it's really working. We've been getting great feedback from patients as well as listeners who've tried it. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally, and it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. What is it? It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. It's a little ritual that you do once a day for just 12 minutes, and if you do it consistently for just 4 to 8 weeks, you could see an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more. And, of course, there are no negative side effects. It's all natural. A recent study showed a 20% drop in triglycerides as an added benefit to the Zona Plus therapy. Great reviews from Mayo Clinic, Harvard Health Letter, and the American Heart Association. This is legit. So you can try it risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months. See if it works for you. If it doesn't, you can return it for a full refund. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. So you can find out more. Go to tryzonanow.com on the web. Tryzonanow.com. Or call toll-free 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. All right. Let's talk to Ann in New Jersey. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling today to I'm calling on bitter melon and cinnamon. Do they regulate sugar levels?
They do to some extent. I think.
Oh, excuse me, doctor. I also take Maxi, the generic, and Zolotan, the generic. Only
okay,
those
so,
two.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, those are the blood pressure medications. And the Zolotan is for your glaucoma. Unfortunately, the Maxi may somewhat deteriorate your blood sugar. See, there's a price you pay when you take blood pressure medications. That's why I'd like to get our patients off of blood pressure medication if possible. Of course, you don't want to just abandon your blood pressure medication because it's really bad to walk around with high blood pressure. Okay, so bitter melon is something that I think it's moderately effective at controlling blood sugar, but it's, you know, when I formulate products for blood sugar, I generally don't use that. I use chromium. We use a little vanadium. It's been found that magnesium helps to control blood sugar. Tell me a little bit about your blood sugar problem. Do you have diabetes? What's the deal?
Well, see, I went to the doctor about a month ago, and and he told me, because I had taken a blood test, an overnight one, and he told me, after we sat down, he told me that I have high blood sugar and that he wanted to see me in 2 months.
Right.
And also to keep my carbs under 100.
There you go.
Beautiful.
And that's
what I've been doing.
That's good. That's good. See, that's the most effective thing, I think. You know, one of the problems, I think, with the supplement industry, and the supplement industry is great, but it sometimes fosters the notion that instead of taking a diabetes drug, you can simply take, some kind of holistic pill to fix your blood sugar. And, what I got to say is that really lifestyle is more important. Exercise and carbohydrate restriction are really the key to controlling blood sugar. My favorite thing these days for blood sugar is berberine, and it's in a product called CM Core. It really works in face-to-face studies. It works as effectively as metformin. Metformin is a diabetes drug. But by the way, of all the diabetes drugs, it's the one that I prefer. The side effects are fairly minimal. The danger is minimal. And there's now research going.
Excuse me, doctor. Which one did you say is that? Metformin?
The medication is metformin or Glucophage.
Oh,
and
okay.
There's actually research underway at my alma mater at Albert Einstein College of Medicine by a doctor named Dr. Jacques Barzelay, who's doing a lot of anti-aging research. And he's putting patients on metformin, even patients without diabetes, to see if it will prolong life. Because there's really good evidence that there may be some additional benefits to metformin besides controlling blood sugar. So, but the product that I like, the natural product, is called CM Core. You can get it from our website because it's not available in health food stores. CM Core is berberine, and berberine, I think, is actually one of the most effective things for controlling type 2 diabetes, which is presumably what you have, you know, the kind that doesn't require insulin. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman with you, and we'll be taking your calls momentarily. But the caller earlier called about blood sugar problems. It's such a common problem. Type 2 diabetes is a growing epidemic in the United States, and we can attribute to a lot of things, to eating too much, to the advent of sugary drinks, to a sedentary lifestyle, on and on it goes. But here's a factor that nobody really talks about, and I don't think you're going to hear this story anywhere else in the media. That's why you listen to Intelligent Medicine, because it is a highly controversial story, but it's a story that needs to be told. The research performed at Case Western Reserve University, it's an academic institution of outstanding reputation, Headline, fluoride consumption linked to diabetes. Wow. A recent study published in the Journal of Water and Health examined links between water fluoridation and diabetes. The researcher was Dr. Kyle Fluga, and he used mathematical models to analyze data on fluoride water levels and diabetes incidence across 22 states. And he also controlled for obesity, okay, because there may be some places where, you know, like in the South, where they use a lot of fluoridation and people on average are heavier. But he actually did some statistical magic to control for obesity. And, you know, he explains, the models present an interesting conclusion that the association of water fluoridation to diabetes outcomes depends on the per capita consumption of tap water. In other words, the more tap water you consume containing fluoride, the greater your likelihood of developing diabetes. Now, I'm not saying in any way, shape, or form that fluoride causes diabetes, but it may be one of the risk factors that poisons the metabolism. I mean, literally, fluoride in high doses is a poison. It's a metabolic poison. And it may hamper some metabolic pathway in the body that leads to deterioration of blood sugar. It's a fascinating hypothesis. I mean, it's part and parcel of why we oppose mandatory fluoridation. Notwithstanding, and I'm going to get flack from dentists who say, you know, we've got to fluoridate, It gets rid of cavities. But there may be other explanations for the decline in cavities besides our aggressive policy of fluoridation. And we'd probably do more fluoridation than we need to because you get fluoride six ways to Sunday. You get in toothpaste. You get it in water. You get it from topical applications when you're a kid. You know, go to the dentist. And all that fluoride may ultimately have detrimental effects. All right, let's talk to George in Wisconsin. How you doing?
Good morning.
Afternoon. Hey, how are you? Yep.
Good, yourself?
Good, thanks.
Anyway, my daughter, who is now 41, has been having migraine headaches since she's about 6-7 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got to the point, these are bedridden, debilitating migraine headaches. Mm-hmm. She's seen numerous doctors, every kind of pill, every kind of medicine, every kind of this, Botox, injections, you name it.
Yep.
And nothing seems to work, this side of voodoo. So I don't know what she can do next.
Well, I am a well-known voodoo practitioner, and maybe I can help.
Okay.
I'm notorious for that. So, you know, I'm looking here at an article that was a recent article. I just put it in my files, and I dug it up for your call. Headline is, vitamin deficiency linked to recurrent and chronic migraines. Can supplements help? And we'll provide you with, those of you listeners who are interested, we'll provide you with a link to that story, as we do with all the stories that we cover here in this program on weekends. Researchers looked at children, teen, and young adults with migraine who were tested at the Cincinnati Children's Headache Center and found that a large percentage had deficiencies in riboflavin, vitamin D, and coenzyme Q10. Okay, has she tried supplements? You say she's tried everything.
She tried everything that they told her to try.
Okay, so it's actually known by some neurologists that it's worthwhile trying riboflavin at high doses. You got to try it at high doses to the point where it turns your urine magic marker yellow. We're talking 400 milligrams per day, which is a lot more than you find in ordinary multi. Also, coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol can be helpful. And certainly magnesium is helpful for a certain percentage of patients. In fact, there's a practitioner that I refer a lot of patients to here in New York, Dr. Alex Mauskopf, who did initial research showing that not just oral magnesium, but intravenous magnesium could help a certain percentage of patients with migraines. Now, not all patients respond to the magnesium shots, but some patients do, and it's worth trying a magnesium infusion to see if it helps a to reduce the headaches. So magnesium given intravenously can be used to prevent headaches, but it also can be used at the time of a headache to lessen or eliminate the headache. So those are some things that can help. And, you know, fish oil may also be beneficial. Feverfew has been found to be helpful as an herb. And something called Petidolex can be used as well. It's a butterbur extract, and it's used a lot in Europe for the treatment of migraines. But, you know, it goes, like I said, you know, with blood sugar, it's not just a matter of which pill you take. It's also a matter of really looking at diet. And I know she's probably been around the block with migraine diets, but looking for potential dietary precipitants. You know, dietary precipitants are important.
But the main ones you mentioned here were riboflavin, the magnesium, and one other one in between there?
Vitamin D. Yeah, okay. But riboflavin, vitamin D, coenzyme Q10, or ubiquinol, those are some of the key players. Yeah? So those are some
All right, I'll pass on the info.
Okay, my pleasure. 888-302-3684 is a number. And this week, if you had been a recipient of our newsletter, which you can sign up for at drhoffman.com, you'll get it in your inbox on a weekly basis. It's a valuable resource. And thousands of people have signed up for it across the nation and across the world. Can a low-salt diet actually be bad for you? It's an article that I wrote. And what we have going on worldwide is basically a jihad against salt. Salt as the cause of hypertension, which is clearly rampant worldwide and a major contributor to cardiovascular disease and stroke. All right? So it seems like a sensible measure. The World Health Organization recommends that all adults consume less than 2 grams of sodium per day. There's a lot of fast food items that one serving alone will give you far more than your daily ration that's allocated to you by the World Health Organization. American Heart Association goes even further, urging Americans to limit their sodium intake to below 1,500 milligrams per day. And here in New York, there's actually a requirement that city chain restaurants post an ominous icon of a salt shaker encased in a black triangle. You'll see these appearing soon if you live in New York or visit New York, which indicate that an item is a high salt item. So what's up with that? Is it a good public health measure or not? Well, in this article, I point out that there is evidence that a low-salt diet not only may not be helpful, but it actually may have a reverse effect, that some people, and that may be a considerable number of healthy people without hypertension or congestive heart failure, usual reasons for going on a low-sodium diet. And these are, by the way, these people will be subjected to low-sodium diets if these regulations come into force. Everybody going low-salt in the interest of a few who may need to go low-salt. There's evidence that a very low-sodium intake actually has the paradoxical effect of increasing the risk of cardiovascular death. And I cite a study that shows precisely that. And why might that be? Well, it turns out the body wants to defend a certain blood pressure. And if you deny the body sodium, the body pumps out certain hormones, catecholamines and angiotensin and renin. And these things will actually have a harmful effect on the cardiovascular system, may rev you up, may in fact increase inflammation. And that's the point of this article that I'm sharing with you, is new study suggests that low sodium diets paradoxically increase inflammation. And we know that C-reactive protein, a marker of inflammation, is very important when it comes to heart disease risk. So is it reasonable to recommend low-sodium diets for everyone? Certainly, there's some people who need to be salt-restricted. But should everyone be on a low-sodium diet? Au contraire. Read the article, and It'll eventually appear on a website at drhoffman.com, even if you don't subscribe to the newsletter. 888-302-3684 is the number. And we'll be right back with more of your phone calls on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. From time to time, I have to issue an action alert. You know, I don't want to cry wolf, because eventually, you know, people will just get warning fatigue. But this is important. The FDA has finally released its revised draft guidance on new dietary supplements. And it ain't good. We've been waiting these guidelines for a long time. What they want, essentially, is to make each new supplement that is being introduced treated like a drug, with extensive documentation and testing that would make it prohibitive to innovate or introduce products that are new. The agency's new guidance is a massive attack on the supplement industry, and it's also a gift to the drug industry, because drug industry has been complaining for a long time, why are they letting those supplements out when we have to go through so many phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four trials that cost millions of dollars? Let's level the playing field and make the supplement manufacturers go through the same hoops. So the provisions in this guidance threaten to eliminate thousands of supplements from store shelves, including such valuable items as probiotics and many others, and will deprive consumers of the product, and could really cripple the supplement industry. Only a few very large players would survive. Most of the supplement companies would probably be bought up by the pharmaceutical industry, which may be the intent, because they've got the schmoozers and the lawyers and the lobbyists and the apparatus to get FDA approvals. And, you know, these requirements are just part of this overregulation that is so rampant in this country. They're a violation of the original legislation, the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act of 1994, which was meant, the spirit of it was to expand consumer access to supplements, which is a good for society, because a lot of people will benefit from these supplements. Their health will be improved. Their ability to care for themselves and their loved ones will be facilitated. And this new guidance, it's not yet law, but it's a proposal. Really is contrary to the spirit of liberty and freedom of access to healthcare of our choice. So go to ANH-USA.org, ANH-USA.org, that's the Alliance for Natural Health. Look up their action alert, and they make it easy for you to notify your congressman or congresswoman to get FDA off the back of the supplement industry to allow free access to supplements of your choice. Thanks for listening. All right, let's talk to Rona in Florida. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. My husband, though never a smoker, recently was diagnosed through a cystoscope biopsy with bladder cancer. Mm-hmm. And it's believed to be
It's important that you say that because bladder cancer is highly associated with smoking. That's the number one risk factor. But you know what the number two risk factor is for bladder cancer?
No.
Okay. Well, it's sort of a toss up between chemical exposure and alcohol intake. Alcohol also can be contributory to bladder cancer risk. What about, has he had chemical exposure?
No. And he doesn't drink any alcohol.
Is he a golfer? Does he live in a golf course? You're down there in Florida. Okay.
Yes, we do live in Florida for the past 11 years.
Okay.
Anyway, basically what I want to know is the best foods and supplements to prevent a recurrence. So far, we believe this to be an early stage, and superficial.
Right. And that's fine. And that's going to be a good scenario because that can easily be treated. The good news, it hasn't penetrated the bladder wall. It hasn't gone past the bladder. This can easily be treated with the current methods. So, I have many patients actually, until recently I didn't, but for some reason I now have several patients with precisely this, condition. And the good news is that when you take supplements, you know, they sometimes complain that people take supplements, I'm just making expensive urine, it's just going down the toilet. Well, hey, if you have bladder cancer, that's a good thing, right? Because if you're making expensive urine, it does sit in the bladder for a little while before it goes out. And literally, you're bathing the wall of your bladder in all those good supplements. So that's actually a rationale for taking the right supplements in bladder cancer. First of all, I would say get off the alcohol. I recently had a kind of a wrestle with a patient about that because he's a bit of a drinker and he's got bladder cancer. No good because alcohol, not helpful if you've had bladder cancer. So zero tolerance for alcohol, unfortunately. I would also suggest that he take things like Dimpro, which is a broccoli sprout extract, sulforaphane. We now use a product called Oncoplex. Many of these products are a little obscure. You can only find them via doctors. You can find them at drhoffman.com at our store. We offer our listeners the very same supplements that we offer our patients. I would also make sure that he take selenium. Selenium has anti-cancer effects. Mixed carotenoids would be beneficial in this situation. Chiolic aged garlic extract would be helpful because it has anti-cancer immune supportive effects. I might take a type of mushroom extract like AHCC, which is brand name Empower, IMM Power, POWER. Higher doses of vitamin C wouldn't hurt either in the bladder. That would be beneficial. Perhaps zinc as well, because zinc may have cancer protective effects in moderate doses. Those are some of the things that I would consider. All right.
Okay. What was the first thing? Dimpro? D-I-M-P-R-O?
D-I-M-P-R-O. Yeah. It's an extract of broccoli sprout. I actually wrote an article on that recently, which you can find at drhoffman.com. But sulforaphane also beneficial. EGCG, very beneficial as well. The green tea extract, curcumin, boswellan, anti-inflammatory effects. Extract of pomegranate. These may also have an anti-cancer effect in the bladder. Let's take a quick call from Diane. Let's see if we can get an answer to her in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, hi. I'm so glad you could get to me. Okay.
Quick question.
Around 6-7 months ago, I was having different sized stools, so I had a colonoscopy. Are you on?
Yeah, I am. Hello? And I'm listening. Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay.
And so let me summarize your question. Because we actually took down your question. Your question is there an alternative to a CAT scan to follow the progress of your polyps, because you've had polyps before, and they want to do, you know, some imaging to see if the polyps have, you know, come back. And you can, you know, if you don't want a CAT scan, I mean, you can get regular colonoscopies to see if, you know, colonoscopies reveal the regrowth of the polyps. I'm not sure whether I want to keep doing CAT scans in your case, but there are natural approaches to preventing polyps from coming back. Vitamin D, number one in terms of prevention of colon cancer, but also omega-3 fatty acids and some of the same things that I mentioned for bladder cancer could be applicable here. So I hope you listened to the previous call. All right, thanks very much for listening, and remember that this program, this weekend radio program, just the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine Phenomena. We've got podcasts, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribe to our newsletter. Check out drhoffman.com for information.